Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Northern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the line between insulting a seller and actually buying a piece of property. This is a topic that's very fresh in how we're buying and selling land. And it's something that's we all deal with, and it's like one of the top five or eight questions that we get from new people, or really even experienced real estate people. Like, what do you mean you send offers out for 20% of what the property is actually worth?
Exactly.
You know, how do you deal with that? So there truly is a line between a thin line between, you know, offering $25 for a piece of property, which I personally think is ridiculous. Some people do it with success.
Right.
And so we'll talk about all that.
Thank you.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
I would like to add on the landinvestors.com.
Oh, yes.
Community. It's free.
You can get there.
It's okay.
You can get there both ways.
That's true. Lucas wrote, "Hi, everyone. Lucas here from Greenville, South Carolina. For some reason, I'm extremely nervous and excited at the same time. After reading ebook..."
Yeah. Crying?
That's daily. That's kind of how I wake up. Nervous and excited. You're not alone, Lucas.
Crying on the inside and laughing on the outside.
That's how I wake up. That's right. So after reading your ebook, listening to the podcast, and watching YouTube interviews, I have become convinced that I want to do this and I could be good at this. I love data.
Excellent.
I'm part of a manufacturing engineering group and my colleagues call me the data guy because I so enjoy statistics and deep diving into the metrics.
Excellent.
This is really good. And I love land. This is good. I have a dream of starting a homestead with my wife and children someday. So for the last several years, I've been scouring GIS maps and Google Earth trying to find a hidden gem for our homestead. I have long believed that there are incredible deals out there just waiting to be found, and I couldn't process the data in a way that was efficient. After spending hours examining attributes of parcels in numerous states, I just couldn't figure out how to get the truly amazing deal. When I saw this community, it was like a light bulb turning on. I hadn't even occurred to me that this could be a potential business. I have been focused on upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, upstate New York, and all of Vermont,
Excellent.
My home state.
Vermont's a great choice.
Yeah, someday I want to leave properties for my children and I want them to have business savvy. I feel like I have a knack for this stuff. I just need some direction. My biggest challenge will be managing this endeavor with the time constraints of my full-time job and my life as a parent. I'm so determined, though. If I can make some success of my initial mailer and my first purchase, I know there'll be enough momentum to really change my career. Looking forward to meeting some of you and collaborating and sharing ideas. Thank you, Steve and Jill." Oh, that's so cool.
I'm going to turn this over to you right now. It's just in the initial part of it anyway, Jill, because I know that you talk to people constantly in the exact same boat.
There's no question. I'm looking to see what he's just kind of sharing his experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I missing something?
I think he joined.
I just read the beautiful story Lucas wrote, and I'm like, oh, am I missing anything?
So what's your advice for him?
Do it. He just has a good plan. You know, Lucas, you're here for the right reasons. You've obviously done some research here. You know how data heavy we are. You've been digging and learning about properties and what's out there and doing research on your own going into this. Perfect. So it sounds like this is a missing piece. Just like, okay, I found these areas. I'm looking at properties. I know what this is about. I know what that's about. The missing piece, it sounds like, which was, how do I buy them cheaper than, you know, how do I buy them? Number one, I was thinking about this, you know, actually this morning when I was getting ready. Some people, they may have a great area. They know what they want to spend. They don't even just know the simple fact of how to get in touch with someone to make an offer to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know to, because you can't, like, buying rural vacant land, you can't walk up and put a sticky note on their door. You know what I mean? Some people don't even know how to reach these sellers. How would I get their address? They don't even know where to go to the county, how to get the information and do that. So that's a big thing. And then even to take it a step further, okay, great. Now I know how to go to the county, get their information. How do I do it in a big way? And how do I do it at the price that I want to spend? So it sounds like we just put the missing pieces together for Lucas and for a lot of people in the situation. And I love it. You know, this is so good. And I know a lot of people that just kind of accidentally fall into this. It sounds like you, Lucas, are like, hey, I just wanted to find this property for my family. Then, oh, by the way, wait a minute. While I'm doing this, I can make some money off it. Why would I not? I'd be silly not to. And it's so great because I know many buyers that we've had that have bought properties, multiple properties in an area because they wanted to own them, and then they would pick the one they want to eventually live on, build on, and maintain, and then sell the other ones for profit. So that's just, even just that little model is great.
Lucas, you sound like me. So I have a natural, just a natural interest in land itself, and all it represents and its role throughout history. Maybe it's unhealthy, quite honestly, to a point where it's unhealthy.
That's just Steven. Steven just takes it to an unhealthy level. Let's just call a spade a spade. It's okay.
And then I also love data, and I always have, and statistics and stuff. I'm a former accountant and all of that. But I'll tell you, here's my advice to you, and obviously anybody else. What I was missing for the most of my career was Jill, or somebody like Jill, because I'm not interested in talking on the phone. I'm good at it. I can do it. I can pick up the phone and put on an act, and buy and sell. I did it very successfully without Jill. Then I met her, and we joined forces professionally, and it was almost overnight, times four. So my advice to you is, and I don't think you have to do it right immediately, but we have a very, very robust, diverse community of people that are really interested in one or the other. They're born salespeople like Jill, and they love to talk on the phone and love to answer the phone and convince people to buy or sell. That's just who she is. And make them feel good about it while it's happening. And then there's on our side, there's data people all over the place. So later this week, we're recording a show all about not fighting yourself. Mm-hmm. And it'll air, I think it might even be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we'll get more on that topic later, but I think we lose people. I know we do. I know we lose people in this industry because they're one side or the other. And I don't want that to happen. I want you to join forces with a partnership like Jill and I have mm-hmm. to be successful. So that's my advice to that. But I mean, you're way further ahead than a lot of people that I've seen that want to be in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, the thin line between insulting a seller and pricing to buy. Why you're listening. Or this is the meat of the show.
Or you're not alone, you're a real estate official. We'll just pick one of our several sayings here because you know what? Here's what's happening. We're a little out of sorts because A, we accidentally had to purchase new equipment, and B, we're sitting here in these chairs and trying to figure out where I don't know where my arm goes because I'm not at
really?
Home. That's what's going on.
Here, let me.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I don't know where my arm goes. I don't know what to do here.
I'm trying. Tell me when it's better.
No, you're fine. Okay. It's okay.
Is that just better?
Yeah, but you don't need to be further away.
Oh.
I like you, and you smell good.
that's this minute only. If you're in a relationship, but you know. That could all change in just a few tiny
seconds.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, then it's going to be, this is the line. See this pillow? Don't cross it. Yeah. Just kidding.
Loved you yesterday. You're annoying as hell today.
This is clearly the beginning of our trip. We're not sick of each other yet. That's so funny. You know what? By the time you're listening, fast forward 1 week, see if we're still smiling.
Yeah. See if there's a show at all.
Yeah, that's right.
A long time ago. And Jill and I were researching, you know, should we do a podcast? Should we? I don't know if we can do it. So we were listening to couples podcasts. I always knew we could do the real estate part.
True.
But can two people in a long-term relationship, show up at the same time, and do it? There's a long, long history of people who've done shows together that are now divorced.
Yep.
So I'm like, let's do some research. And sure enough, if you go back and look at couples anything in podcasting, they'll have about six shows.
Yeah, it's fun.
And the last one's tragic. The last one's like, I don't think I ever want to talk to you again.
I don't think they're necessarily divorced, but I've seen shows come and go. That's so true. I'm like, what happened? Oh, that one fell off in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they made it through 10 episodes.
Some of them were good.
And some of them are, my favorite are the ones like, there's this guy in Orange County, a couple. And I was listening to them when we were first starting our show. They were doing the same thing. I thought, oh, this is cute. Let's see how we all do together. And they still do it. It's not consistent. Excuse me. The show is still titled the same. It still continues. It's not they. It's him. And it's not consistent. So the cute picture is of the couple like on a beach and they're like jumping in the air, if you know who they are.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. That show's still around?
Well, he still does the show occasionally, but she's long gone. And I've seen her. No, they're still married. They still talk. You know, everything's cool. But she just like, yeah, not for me. And it's cute because she, you know, 3 years ago, she started to go off on a different tangent. I'm like, oh, I want kind of want a very spiritual thing. And
oh,
she was even
like,
seriously starting her own show. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Good for you. Well, that lasted, I don't know, a few months. And then that didn't take off.
I'm yeah,
like,
here's the whole show. The spirituality of real estate investing.
Could you imagine? I should do that.
That's the whole show.
I could do that.
That's a wrap on the entire series.
Oh, that is the show.
What
was it.
What did you talk about?
I don't know. Well, I could talk about stuff.
Go ahead.
Why people make the decisions that they do. How to quickly talk to sellers and analyze if they're real sellers or they're just wasting your time. How to quickly get to the bottom of, you know, what is their bottom price?
I would call that whole podcast, not just the episode, Jill's way to make money in real estate.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything spiritual about that.
Oh.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying there's no spirituality in this.
Living and loving the land.
Love yourself.
Here's the photo. The photo for the podcast would be me laying in a field, rolling around on the land, just loving the earth.
Exactly. And now, and all the data people are throwing up in their mouth right now, including me.
Love the earth. Give back. All right. Anyway, back to the show. So the thin line between insulting sellers and pricing to buy. We never set out to do that, but we'll call a spade a spade. We are sending seriously low offers for property. Now, it's low based on what the current things are selling for today, but it's not necessarily low for that person. So let me point out something. I'm often buying properties from people who have owned things for 30 years. Their parents bought it, they passed on, they got it, and I go digging and looking. I'm like, wow, they paid $18,000 for it, and I'm offering them 30. So they are making some money here, and the whole point is because it's worth 80 now. That's the realistic thing. So that's part of the thin line here. Don't go into this thinking you are insulting them. Think of this as, you know, it's just a sincere, legitimate cash offer. That's it. And I find it funny too with these people. When people call back, some people know, some people don't know, you know, what's selling right now. Usually they don't know, because that's not what they're looking on. Your offer didn't come because they have it on the MLS. You're sending out offers because you want to buy property, or your fingers crossed it's not on the MLS. And 99% of the time it's not. They just get your offer and go, oh, wow. You know, wow, maybe I do want to sell this. This guy's willing to pay me X. They have no idea. So whether, can you mind if I just keep going?
No, I want you to.
Okay.
Whether, it's a nice break for me.
Whether you're insulting them or not, just be prepared. You might find someone going, oh, this is funny. And you might find someone going, oh, okay, this is good. You know, just be ready for it either way. And you're not a bad person.
This is Jill spiritual real estate investing.
Yes, it is.
You are not a bad
person.
You're
not a bad person.
You're a good person.
I've had people tell me this on the phone. They've actually said it to me. What's so funny?
This whole spirituality thing just cracks me up.
This is my notes. You're not a bad person, and you can convey that.
It says that right in
there. It says that. It's true. Because you know why? I've had people say that. They called up, and they're like, all right, you clearly missed a zero or three. And I'm talking to them, and I'm like, tell me what's going on. What did I miss? And they're like, because of this, 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 and this, it's worth X. I'm like, okay, I hear ya. Let's get serious now. I'm not going to pay X. Let's talk about more what I'm willing to pay and what you're willing to accept. And when you talk to them too, like normal people, it'll calm the whole thing down.
That's right.
So, and I really had a lady the other day who is in commercial real estate tell me, look, I can tell you're not a bad person. And because you're not a bad person, I'm going to have this conversation with you. And we continued on. And then in the end, we weren't on the same page financially, but we left as friends. Like, hey, I wish you well. I wish you well.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, if anything changes, let me know. And she's like, you know what? If anything changes, I will. Kind of thing. It was great. We had a good conversation. So, and that's what I'm trying to, I want to get through here. You're just trying to get the facts out. My last note is just the facts, ma'am. You just want to get out there. You know, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm giving a good price. You tell them who you are, you know, lightly. You don't need to go into great detail about your business model. No, here, I buy for this and I mark it up. I double my money and I try to get this out of that. They don't want to hear all that. And you don't want to convey all that. It's just as my business. And this is a price that works for me. And if it works for you too, great. If it doesn't, I understand that. And the price that I'm coming out of the gate with is the price that I offered. Now, if they don't like that price, I will give them one shot, traditionally one shot, to counter and say what their bottom number is. I offer $28,000 and their bottom might be $30,000. And I might say, okay, I can work with that. If I offer them $28,000 and their bottom's $80,000, that's not going to work for me. Then, and so that means it too, they don't really want to sell. They're trying to maximize something, because 80 to them is woohoo, yippee-ki-yay. Now I will sell. That's the conversation you're trying to figure out too quickly, is, you know, you're not here just to provide them a lottery ticket. You're here to solve a problem. So if they're lottery ticket people, you wish them well, and I hope you do win a lottery someday, and that's great. But if you're trying to, you know, if you have a problem in a pinch and you're looking to cash out right now and replace your car, or, you know, get some income and food on the table for the next couple months, that's what I'm here for. And I'm going to turn your property into cash.
Let's compare. Here's what's really going on. And I've been doing this since the 90s, almost 16,000 deals. Let's take a look at the three types of real estate that you can potentially buy for regular people like us. Commercial real estate, houses, SFRs, and land. If you take five commercial buildings that are similar, let's say they're apartment buildings, and five separate owners, and you say, how much is your property worth? And they're going to go back in their corner with a paper and a pencil and a calculator, and they're going to come up with, there's several ways to approach valuing an asset like that. I've tried this, actually. Very similar prices. They're in the business. They look at capitalization rates, replacement value, all kinds of stuff. And they're going to come up plus or minus probably 10% of each other. If you ask five people who have the same type of house, same square footage in a subdivision, what their house is worth, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to go back in the corner, go under the same thing we do, realtor.com, Zillow. They're going to say about $180,000, $190,000. All five of them are going to say the same thing. You do it with land, they have no idea.
It's true.
They have no idea what their property's worth. And
most of the time,
out of five people, two of them are going to say, I hate that land. I got it from my mom. I've never seen it. I'm never going to see it.
Yeah.
I do want to sell it. I mean, oh, really? It's worth $40,000 and you're willing to offer 20? How about 25? Because I thank you for calling. Thank you. I'd love to sell my property. So should you offer them $500? No, that's what this show's about. That's insulting. Oh. And that's ridiculous. But I'm telling you, as a very experienced, I sound like your father again.
That's funny. I didn't know what the show was about.
As an experienced, I'm telling you, with all this, you know, learn from my experience, a material number of landowners can't wait to get a check from you, mm-hmm. even if it's half of what it's worth. And that's what this business model is all about. Mm-hmm. The talent lies in what Jill has in conveying that and making the people who know what their land is worth not livid, just calming them down and just getting them out of your life. Hey, you either want to buy it. It's just the facts. Mm-hmm. You either want to buy it or you don't. If you don't, I get it. Because I have 15 more phone calls to do right now.
Yeah. I say to tie our two visions of the show together. I would say this. No matter what, your goal is not to insult someone, right? So when you're sending out offers and you're pricing your offers, please pick a realistic bottom number. I've seen people go, well, I'm going to come out at $83 for this property. Don't do that. Please, like Stephen just said, pick a realistic bottom number. And if it's really too small of a property that's not doesn't make sense anyway, take it out.
Yeah.
You know, don't be that guy. Happy you could join us today. Every day, Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Success Lies Within Your Natural State. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You know what's funny? First, I thought state as in like California.
Like Maine.
Yeah. And you mean state as in your state of being. That sounds very spiritual. That should be on the Land Spiritual Show that we're going to start.
Yeah, let's do that. Tune in tomorrow for the spirituality of Jill's Jill's inspiration.
This will be very good. Tomorrow we'll do Spiritual Wednesday.
Do a snow angel on your land.
Oh my gosh. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.